Comartin of SurreyEagles.ca, pleased to be joined by head coach Cam Keith as we discuss the state of the team so far through the first 12 games of the year. And Cam, right now, you have had a little bit of time off. How are you feeling with the group right now?
Yeah, it was a good week of practice. We needed to build off the momentum we had last weekend from how we played. We're trying not to focus on the results, more on the development side of it and trying to get better every day. So, yeah, we're feeling pretty confident going into this weekend. We know we got two really tough games ahead of us, but that's the challenge that is ahead of us, and we've accepted that fate.
You've understood and embraced the role of a rebuilding team with a lot of potential so far through the first little bit of the season and all through the recruiting process. Now that you've gotten some games under your belt, even if the results haven't been coming, the overall level of play, in especially the past two games, has been up there with some of the best games of the season. Do you think that's a trend that will continue with this young group, that they're starting to evolve into that team that you envisioned?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough on a game-to-game basis because sometimes we'll play whatever, maybe in a period or something, and they just look like they're not the team that we need to, that we can be. And then, you know, we'll play the next game and it'll be a completely different group of kids. So that's the kind of the up and down thing that me and Brad were prepared for. But at the same time, we're in a spot right now where we have to look past the development, rebuilding, so to speak, and try to get some wins here. We still want to be competitive in our division, and we feel that we have the team that can be that. So I don't really want to put a tag on it as far as rebuilding, because I think we've got the pieces here. It's just developing those pieces into a team that can contend.
So as we move forward now throughout, we're getting ready. You got three straight games at home for the next little bit, and home ice has been something of a concern so far through the first little bit of this season. How are you able to get this group to start playing the way that they should be at home ice?
I mean, nothing changes from our side. We still run the same kind of system drills, the same kind of skill development stuff. I think it's more individually that they have to adjust to the ice. A lot of these kids haven't played on Olympic ice consistently, and it's a different game. It's a puck possession game. The quiet ice is bigger, and it's harder to create offensive chances because it's easier for the defending team to kind of recover off of that. So we're just trying to feel our way through that process, and we haven't really clicked it at home yet. So two games at home against two good teams is a perfect setting for that. So that's what we're hoping. We see that the guys kind of start to feel it on the ice and use that big ice with their hockey intelligence, move pucks, spread out other teams' their defense, and try to get some offensive opportunities that way.
Something that we noticed early on in the year, you guys were struggling to score the first goal of the game. However, you guys have now done that in three straight games, and yet you haven't gotten the results I know that you and Brad would hope to receive. So even with the losses, is that those getting the opening goal, has that been something that you guys have been encouraged by, that you expect to see moving forward?
Yeah, we're focusing on our starts, our first 10 minutes, trying to match their intensity level or dictate the game, find our game first, as we, one of our taglines we use in the room. So yeah, we've done a good job of coming out and finding a way to get that first goal. It's just the unfortunate part is we kind of ride the high, and then, you know, a couple mental errors here and there, not playing the lockdown game management style of hockey, and then it's been costing us. So we're trying to clean up those little areas so that when we do get a goal, that it's not erased, and we go and look for that second and then try to killer instinct, which a lot of older teams will have, because older players know, experienced players know, that once you score a goal, that's the time. That's when you're a shark, you smell blood in the water, because the team's going to sit back for a little bit, and we still haven't gotten there yet as a team.
Okay, last thing I want to talk to you about right now as we talk about the state of this team. For fans who may just come in and tune in occasionally or don't follow this team thoroughly, they might see the record and be like, oh no, is this a repeat of last year? How is this team doing? So I want to give you the opportunity to talk to those fans and just go out there and say how you're feeling right now with this group and what's your confidence level towards the end of the year.
Yeah, our record isn't an indication of the strength of our team. We're not happy with where we're at, but it's not a reflection of how we played. This is an exciting team to watch. We're usually the team that's out chancing the other team. We just haven't been able to find the back of the net. But they're a fun group to watch. They're exciting. They move pucks. There's always a lot of tic-tac-toe plays with a lot of unselfish hockey, which I enjoy watching, and I know fans do too. So we're just hoping that we can start to cash in on those chances and start to build some momentum off of it. But anyone that's seen us play, it's a consistent remark is that you guys are a good team. You're this close, but as a coach, I get a little tired of hearing it. I want to, more than anything, I just want these kids to get the results they deserve, because they do deserve better. And that's the hardest thing.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Cam, for doing this. And hopefully for everyone in the Eagles organization and fans, the results start to come throughout the year.
Thanks, Cole.